Halo, apa kabar pendengar setia VOA? Kembali lagi kita bertemu dalam program musik pilihan kita minggu ini bersama saya, Lea Johannes, dari studio VOA di Washington, D.C. Seperti biasa, program musik ini juga akan diselingi dengan info menarik seputar dunia hiburan, musik, dan film, serta lagu-lagu yang pernah hits dari tahun 90-an hingga kini. If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? Right about now. If I judge for life, man, would you stay by my side? Or is you gonna say goodbye? Can you tell me right now? If I couldn't buy you the fancy things in life, shawty, would it be alright? Come on, show me that you don't. Now tell me, would you really ride for me? Baby, tell me, would you die for me? Would you spend your whole life with me? Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me? Baby, don't lie to me. If I didn't have anything, I wanna know, would you stick around? If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? Skiddly down, 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 dang. Somebody real who don't need much. A girl I know that I can trust to be here when money low. If I did not have nothing else to give but love, would that even be enough? Y'all me need fi know. Now tell me, would you really ride for me? Baby, tell me, would you die for me? Would you spend your whole life with me? Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me? Baby, don't lie to me. If I didn't have anything, I wanna know, would you stick around? If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, tell me, would you call me? If you knew I wasn't ballin'? Cause I need a girl who's always by my side. Tell me, do you need me? Tell me, do you love me? Yeah. Or is you just tryna play me? Cause I need a girl to hold me down for life. If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, and if I couldn't be strong, tell me
jangan lupa mampir di website kami di www.voaindonesia.com.
Bé, Jerry Manilow menyumbang suaranya untuk konser musik di New York yang menggalang dana untuk organisasi-organisasi HAM. Penyanyi pemenang Grammy Award yang membawakan lagu-lagu terkenal seperti Mandy, I Write the Songs, dan Looks Like We Made It akan tampil pada tanggal 18 April di kota New York. Penampilan Barry Manilow itu juga dapat disaksikan live lewat Facebook. Barry Manilow akan bergabung dengan penyanyi lainnya seperti Vanessa Williams, Michael Urie, Lisa Lampanelli, dan Andy Cohen. Hasil konser itu akan disumbangkan bagi National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, Southern Poverty Law Center, National Immigration Law Center, dan The Sierra Club Foundation. Tiket pertunjukan dijual dengan harga mulai dari $30 hingga $250.
Who shot who at the Copa Cabana? The hottest spot.
inilah VOA, Voice of America, langsung dari Washington. I used to believe we were burning on the edge of something beautiful, something beautiful. Selling a dream, smoking mirrors keep us waiting on a miracle.
Country Faith Hill baru-baru ini tampil menakjubkan dalam sampul majalah New Beauty. Penyanyi berusia 49 tahun ini tampak awet muda. Banyak penggemarnya yang merasa heran karena Hill tampak muda. Apa rahasianya? Hill mengatakan rahasianya adalah rasa percaya diri. Katanya, sejujurnya ia tidak terlalu mengkhawatirkan tentang umur. Hidup ini sangat berharga, mengapa harus menyia-nyiakannya? Ia menambahkan, setiap dekade memiliki perbedaan masing-masing. Setiap hari yang baru adalah berkat. Itulah caranya memandang hidup. Faith Hill dan suaminya Tim McGraw, yang juga penyanyi sekaligus penulis lagu country, kini sedang sibuk mempersiapkan album duet mereka dan tur musik bulan April mendatang. I don't want another heartbreak, I don't need another turn to cry, no. I don't want to learn the hard way, baby, hello, oh no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's impossible. This kiss, this kiss. Send
Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's unthinkable. This kiss, unthinkable. You can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion, let's let everything slide. You got me floating, you got me flying. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss.
Apa kabar terbaru dari dunia hiburan? Selengkapnya kita simak info film bersama Irfan Ihsan.
Sebuah film yang diangkat dari buku karya David Grant mengenai kisah nyata dari seorang petualang Inggris bernama Percy Fawcett dalam mencari kota tua di pedalaman hutan Amazon akan diluncurkan secara luas di Amerika pada pertengahan April mendatang. Film ini berjudul The Lost City of Z.
If we may find a city where one was considered impossible to exist, it may well write a whole new chapter in human history.
Are you insisting that these savages, they are equals?
Their civilization.
Film The Last City of Z, arahan sutradara James Gray dan dibintangi oleh Charlie Hunnam, Robert Pattinson, Sienna Miller, dan Tom Holland ini sudah diputar secara eksklusif di New York Film Festival 2016 yang lalu. Ketika dalam proses pembuatan film petualangan yang penuh aksi di hutan ini, ternyata ada beberapa kejadian yang sangat tidak bisa dilupakan oleh para kru dan pemain. Yang pertama adalah kejadian yang menurut Charlie Hunnam, bintang utamanya, merupakan kejadian yang sangat heroik. Apakah itu?
Oh, by far and away the most heroic thing that I've ever seen. We had a tribe of indigenous people from exactly the area that we were shooting at, and we're shooting one night. And this call, this like sort of guttural, sort of almost animal, like panic call echoed through the mountains. And it was the chief's son had been bitten by a snake, and he just recognized this call of his son. And with bare feet, this chief went sprinting off through the jungle up this hill and found his son and tourniqueted off his leg and sucked the venom out of his son's leg and saved his life.
Jadi selama syuting di tengah hutan, mereka ditemani oleh penduduk asli yang juga ikut bermain sekalian sebagai guide mereka, mengingat lokasi hutan tempat mereka syuting cukup berbahaya. Nah, tiba-tiba pada suatu malam, terdengar suara teriakan panik menggema yang ternyata dari anak kepala suku asli tersebut karena digigit ular berbisa. Kepala suku ini mendadak langsung lari tanpa alas kaki menembus hutan belantara menaiki bukit ke arah suara tersebut hingga menemukan anaknya. Dia pun menghisap racun dari kaki anaknya tersebut hingga anaknya selamat. Kemudian ada lagi nih kejadian yang tidak terlupakan lainnya berhubungan dengan aktor lainnya di film ini, yaitu Tom Holland. Tom Holland adalah aktor muda berusia 20 tahun yang juga berperan sebagai Peter Parker alias Spider-Man di film-filmnya Marvel. Dan sebentar lagi juga akan keluar nih film terbarunya, Spider-Man Homecoming. Nah, apa yang terjadi dengan Tom Holland di tengah proses syuting film The Lost City of Z? Kita dengarkan lagi cerita dari Charlie Hunnam ya.
He definitely jumps around a lot. There was some stunt that Tom had done as Spider-Man, and he was showing us video of it. Tom very proudly showed this video of this absurdly athletic thing that he did, and James said, "That's not you." And Tom goes, I'll show you I can do that. And but as, like, in slow motion, as James went, "No," Tom went, ran up, jumped off a rock, did a backflip, and landed straight on his face and obliterated his nose, snapped his nose, and pouring with blood. And we were in the middle of the jungle at 4 o'clock in the morning. And so that was, unfortunately for Tom, the way he wrapped the film was being rushed to hospital.
Jadi di hari terakhir syuting di Lost City of Z, Tom Holland memperlihatkan video berupa klip salah satu akrobat dari Spider-Man di film Spider-Man Homecoming. Terus sutradara James Gray bilang, "Ah, itu pasti bukan Tom Holland yang melakukannya." Tom bersikeras kalau itu memang dirinya, dan ia langsung bersiap-siap memperlihatkan adegan tersebut untuk membuktikan bahwa memang dialah yang melakukannya. Ketika James Gray melarangnya, udah terlambat. Tom keburu sudah loncat dari atas batu, melakukan backflip, namun salah perkiraan sehingga ia jatuh tertelungkup ke tanah dan darah keluar memenuhi wajahnya. Ternyata hidungnya patah sehingga ia harus dibawa ke rumah sakit. Sementara itu pukul 4 pagi di tengah hutan. Ada-ada aja. Oke, segini dulu beberapa hal yang tidak bisa dilupakan oleh para kru dan pemain ketika syuting film The Lost City of Z. Dari VOA di Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan. Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car, raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question, 'cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Yeah. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, 'cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough love, my friend.
mengirimkan email kepada kami di voaindonesia@voanews.com.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to...
Harian New Zealand Herald melaporkan bahwa di sela-sela pertunjukan musik Adele baru-baru ini di Auckland, Selandia Baru, ia sempat mengatakan tidak yakin apakah ia akan kembali melakukan tur musik di masa depan. Di hadapan 40 ribu penontonnya, penyanyi berusia 28 tahun ini mengungkapkan melakukan tur musik bukan termasuk keahliannya. Selain penampilannya di Selandia Baru, Adele masih tampil pada 4 pertunjukan lagi sebelum menutup seluruh tur musiknya pada tanggal 2 Juli mendatang. Ia tampil di Eropa, Amerika Utara, Meksiko, Australia, dan Selandia Baru dalam 15 bulan turnya itu. Adele mengatakan tur musiknya kali ini merupakan pencapaian terbesar dalam karirnya. Hal itu bahkan ikut mengubah hidupnya. Salah satu alasan mengapa Adele melakukan tur musik besar-besaran tersebut adalah karena ia menghargai penjualan albumnya yang sukses besar. Dan banyaknya permintaan untuk melihat penampilan Adele secara langsung. If you're not the one. Saudara pendengar, tidak terasa kita sudah berada di penghujung program musik pilihan kita. Terima kasih atas kesetiaan Anda. Kami harap Anda dapat terhibur dengan lagu dan berbagai info hiburan yang sudah kami putar. Simak berbagai info lainnya dalam website kami www.voaindonesia.com atau kunjungi halaman Facebook kami. Saya Leah Johannes dari studio VOA di Washington DC undur diri. Sampai jumpa dalam program musik pilihan kita berikutnya.